Holt stringing the passes together on that left-hand flank. Good stuff there from the visitors early doors. And a nice ball played through here. And it's going to be a shot on goal here for Tanson. No, a cracking tackle from Abby Carrington. That gets the crowd going here. And a counter-attack being launched down the right-hand side now by FC United. A great ball into the box towards Ritchie. Ritchie has got Kershaw for support. Kershaw's going to go for goal here. No, it turns into a cross. Out to Walton. Walton here, it falls onto a left foot. Is it going to go in? No, it just goes wide. Oh, what a chance that was. Early doors here. We've not even played a minute. We've had a world-class tackle down FC United's defensive line. A counter-attack right to the far end. And FC United unlucky not to open the scoring. 0-0. A minute played, Paul.
Well, what a dramatic minute. And what a chance in the box as well. It was like a bit like slow motion when Emily Walton fell down and managed to poke the ball towards goal, but it just dribbled wide of the post. It's games like these where players have to set the tone. I think Abby Carrington's crunch challenge has done that.
It was a chatty challenge, that, wasn't it? It's like, get the crowd going.
It was shuddering.
Doors. Yes. Played forward towards the halfway line. Bickett puts the challenge in. O'Carroll's going to have to try and get to that ball. Doesn't. Long ball played over the top. Strong appeals there for offside, but Thompson giving on. So Bickett had to cover, and Bickett played it back to Donald. And I'm going to suggest, Paul, this might be our largest crowd for a women's team match here at Broadhurst Park. So
it's certainly the loudest.
We'll get confirmation of the attendance, obviously, in the second half, but it looks like job done on that front this afternoon. Carrington over the halfway line now from left back. Is there enough angle on that ball? It's cut out, but Kershaw, it's a heavy touch from Kershaw. But I think O'Carroll might win it. No. He'll get it clear. Oh, no, they give this ball straight to Walton. Walton from the edge of the box goes for goal. And palmed into the air by Watton and then caught at the second attempt. But FC United with another opportunity there.
Good stinging shot by Walton that the keeper couldn't hold.
FC United with their second corner of the afternoon. It's going to be Kershaw to take it this time round. FC attacking the light-bound road in this first half. Kershaw with this corner ball in towards the near post. There's Gene, and he sits in the net. FC United take the lead here. Kershaw with the cross in. I think it was Gene on the near post. I'm not too sure if anyone else touched it on the way, though. But regardless, FC United take the lead here, Paul. And thoroughly deserved. Shauna Gene, I think, opening the scoring for FC United.
I think it was Gene. The corner they didn't deal with. They dealt well with the previous corner. But this one, Gene managed to steal in. And it wasn't a great touch, but it was good enough.
Yeah, 23 minutes on the clock, FC United, 1-0 up. So throw into Hull, 20 yards or so inside FC's half. Now taken, Hull play the ball long. Carrington rises to win that header, but the second ball is with Hull City. Here's Briley. Briley moves in field, plays the ball into the penalty area. Bickett gets a leg on it, Gene gets the ball clear. O'Carroll helps it on its way. Simington to Hunt. Hunt out to the left-hand side towards Knight. Carlin is covering. Carlin's going to have to do well. Knight, I think, is one of the best players in this league at the moment. Walton can't get to it. Simington wins it. Simington crosses the ball in. Bickett's there. Gene's going to have to put a challenge in. It's ridden, and a shot comes in, and what a fantastic finish that is from Linsky. FC United didn't clear the lines there, and Linsky had an opportunity to shoot at goal, and she took that opportunity, and what a finish, Paul.
It was a blistering strike from outside the box.
Knight moves in field, rides a couple of challenges, does the Maradona turn, played square, shot comes in from Linsky from distance, hits the post. FC United offside flag up, but Linsky there, what a strike that was. Score stays 1-1.
It shows you how dangerous they are even from distance, and they're a very well drilled side who are used to winning matches, you have to say.
Well, free kick to Hull. This is a very dangerous area, I'm imagining. It's going to be Linsky to take this.
And this is Hull's first free kick of the game.
Yeah, in fact, it might be Knight, actually. Well, it's Linsky or Knight. The two main threats, really, for Hull City.
This needs a very well-constructed wall.
Oh, it's taken short, and Linsky goes for goal. It takes an deflection, and there, down to her right-hand side, Sophie Donald palms the ball wide of the goal. FC United will be keen to get in all square at half-time, but Hull, they've dominated the last 15 minutes or so of this game. It's going to be Hope Knight to take this corner from the corner of the main stand and the SMRE. both hands in the air. In it comes on a left foot towards the near post. G doesn't get to it. It's flicked on there, yards from goal, and maybe even a yard from goal, and over the bar it goes. FC United very fortunate not to go 2-1 down. Here's O'Carroll to Bickett. Bickett out to the left-hand side to Carrington. Carrington, right into the challenge, keeps hold of the ball, still under pressure. Carrington got no options and gives the ball to Knight. Knight here is one on one. Surely this is going to be a goal. What a save by Sophie Donald. And if FC United do progress through to the third round, we'll look at that save there and thank Sophie Donald very much for it. That was a brilliant save.
And I'm sure Abby Carrington should be patting her on the back as well.
Long ball play forward. That's a great ball for Hope Knight. Hope Knight is 1-on-1 once again, and Donald does get a hand to it, but can't keep the ball out, and Hope Knight this time scores on the hour mark, and it's 2-1, Paul.
Well, again, very much like the men yesterday, we were given a warning of this when Hope Knight went through a few moments ago, and Donald made an absolutely superb save, but this time she couldn't quite keep the ball out, and Hull probably deservedly are now ahead in this second half.
Well, Hope Knight to take this corner from the right-hand side. An interesting angle for this corner. In it comes. It's the challenge on the near post. Donald gets to it, and they're on the rebound. I think it's Symington, maybe. We'll get confirmation in a second or two. Whoever scored it, it's a Hull player. And on 64 minutes, it's now 3-1. And FC United with a mountain to climb now in this cup tie. O'Carroll gets the ball to Dill. Dill now moving forward. Nutmeg Slinski along the halfway line. Dill switches play, gets it to Walton. Walton, great back heel there to find Reeves. Reeves moving forward towards the penalty area. Oh, that's a pen. That is a definite pen. Oh,
she's
no.
She's given it outside the box.
No, she's given a corner, but I don't think she got the ball. Mm. Well, that we need to replay that one on the TV. I don't think she won the ball there. Paul, did she win the ball?
I don't think so.
If she did win the ball, it's the correct decision because it's a corner, but I'm not too sure. It's a corner anyway to FC United, and it's Kershaw to take this. I'm pretty sure Reeves was fouled there in the area, but corner to FC. Kershaw takes it in towards the near post. Tanser clears it, and now Hull looking to counter. Two players forward. Reeves puts the sliding challenges.
One-on-one.
And FC United here. One player back. It's Carlin. Carlin puts the challenge in, and that breaks it up a little bit, but only a little bit. Hull are still coming forward, and Carlin is there. Carlin plays the ball back here to Donald Symington with the throw-in. Down the left-hand side. Nice turn there by Brooks. Breaks for Linsky. Carrington puts the challenge in. Oh, it ricochets in a really unfortunate way. And this is a really unfortunate chance here. And a shot comes in. Oh, and FC United.
Offside.
Oh, and she wasn't offside. That is... Oh, my goodness me. Well, FC United, it was a great save by Donald. The shot comes in. I'd be interested to watch that one back. I don't think she was offside at all. Hope Knight there on the back post. But the goal disallowed. FC United live to fight another day. Throw-in taken there by Carlin. Down the line, headed out of play, another throw-in. We're into the 8th minute. We're approaching the 9th minute of added time. And cleared. Push there on Carlin. Play continues. O'Carroll gets the ball back to Jean. Here's Bickett. Bickett out to the left-hand side now. Carrington plays the ball down the line to Walton. Walton looking for a ball to Dill. Dill's going to get to this ball. Dill goes for goal. Oh, saved by the goalkeeper. And there's Wilding following up. And FC United get a goal back. How long's left? We don't know. But FC have got a chance. It's a small chance, but it's still a chance. Timing that goal in the 9th minute of added time. 99th minute. Oh, and that is the final whistle. Unfortunately, it was a bridge too far in the end. But what a way to end it. 3-2.